Welcome to Medscape Oncology Insights. I'm Saad Usmani, Director of the Plasma Cell Disorders Program and Director of Clinical Research in Hematologic Malignancies at the Levine Cancer Institute, Carolina's healthcare system in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am at the ASH 2016 annual meeting in San Diego, where there have been a number of important studies that I would like to highlight for you. I would like to focus on the novel combinations in several settings that have been presented at ASH this year, including smoldering myeloma, newly diagnosed multiple myeloma, early relapse myeloma, as well as late relapse refractory disease. Within the early smoldering myelomas, Dr. Irene Gobrial has presented data combining elotuzumab with lenalidomide and dexamethasone in high-risk smoldering myeloma patients. The objective of her study was to see the time to active myeloma development in this patient subpopulation. She is reporting efficacy data on the first 39 patients. The response rates within that patient population was somewhere around the 70% mark, with some patients seeing better than VGPR rates. The data are early, but just a testament to the kind of evaluations being done for this subset of patients who are at high risk for progression to active myeloma. Although the debate is still going on with emerging data, whether to treat or observe these patients, it's clear that a subset of smoldering myeloma patients are at high risk of developing myeloma. We'll get more data with the ECOG trial of lenalidomide versus observation, hopefully in the next year and a half, to resolve that debate. But investigations in this area are still needed, and this is encouraging to see this particular clinical trial showing safety and efficacy for the patients. In the newly diagnosed myeloma setting, there were two presentations on the use of carfilzomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone as induction and consolidation in transplant-eligible patients, followed by maintenance therapy. One presentation was from Dr. Zimmerman's and Dr. Jakubowiak's group at the University of Chicago, and this was an update of their data. The second study was from the French myeloma group with the same concept, utilization of the KRD regimen as induction and consolidation in the transplant-eligible setting. The difference between the two studies was not in the robustness of response, but there appeared to be some cardiac events that have occurred in the French study. It would be important to distinguish the patient populations and the safety profile across these two studies without trying to do too much of cross comparison. These are early data, and we need to really tease into why the K appears to cause some cardiac signals with this combination. There are thoughts around some vascular endothelial damage in preclinical models, but we don't have a clear answer to this. Nevertheless, the combination of KRD is very robust, and it does have advantages of not giving neuropathy side effects, which can be seen with the predecessor regimen RVD, where bortezomib has been utilized as the proteasome inhibitor of choice and is currently the standard of care in the United States. The other combinations of interest are in the early relapse phase. There was a lot of excitement about daratumumab combinations with Lendex and bortezomib dexamethasone being approved by the FDA this year after the release of the Pollux and Castor trial data, respectively. These were large randomized phase 3 studies comparing the combination of daratumumab with bortezomib dex, combined with bortezomib dex, compared with bortezomib dex as the standard of care arm in the Castor study, and the combination of daratumumab with lenalidomide dexamethasone compared to the lenalidomide dexamethasone regimen in the Pollux trial. In both the studies, the three-drug combination trumps the two-drug combination with exceptional depth of response. most impressive in the POLLUX trial. So the DRD regimen of daratumumab, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone showing very impressive results of around 93% overall response rate, and the median PFS has not been reached. When looking at patients from a perspective of prior therapy, prior lines of therapy, whether it was one, two, three, or more, cytogenetics, regardless of those particular features, it appears that the DRD regimen is robust across all subgroup analyses. So this was very encouraging, and we're going to continue to see daratumumab get engaged with other platforms within myeloma therapy in earlier lines of treatment. The other combination of note is the checkpoint inhibitor pembrolizumab combined with lenalidomide and dexamethasone and pomalidomide and dexamethasone. The settings are obviously different, but there appears to be good synergy. The objective of this kind of a regimen is more immunologic in nature rather than cytotoxic in itself. These two clinical trials that have been presented, the second one, the pomalidomide dexamethasone combination specifically from Dr. Badros's group, show that there is very good rationale and activity for a checkpoint inhibitor immunomodulatory drug combination within myeloma. Dr. Badros's pomalidomide combination specifically also included patients who were pomalidomide refractory, showing robust response. So overall, I think these were the novel agents that are now being combined with available platforms and showing promise that is going to be more clinically relevant in the next couple of years. Thank you for joining me for this edition of Medscape Oncology Insights. This is Saad Usmani reporting from ASH 2016.